This is a Foo Bar Radio podcast. For more information, go to foobarradio.com.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville, Foo Bar Radio.
I could peep it in your style, Lil Theo, huh? Now they looking like they seen a ghost. When they know it's my vibe that they need the most, they need you around. She said, Theo, we need you in town. But when the belly of the beat start turning and the streets start burning, the freaks start lurking. Whiplash, whiplash.
Hands in the future with your necks to the past. Put your necks to the past. I'm at the Nick game, big chain, all my splendor. Big smoke, I mean all y'all dinners. Tell Big Kevin's getting warm this winter. Nick Barnes, big rock, I got winner.
Whiplash, hands in the future, but your necks in the past. Whiplash, sit back, whiplash.
I see you in our sideline up and down. We don't wear lines, we do lines. Walking up like it's shining like 4th July. Looking like it's Labor Day in Brooklyn, Juve. I seen you act like Theo 2013 with the Chelsea boots on.
Whiplash, whiplash. Messy on the metal, got the blicky in the stash. Whiplash, sit back, whiplash. Whiplash, whiplash. Hands in the future, put your necks to the past.
Bandana, stunned on Santana, 6 foot stud, understand her, Cap and Dio, back in Rio, throwing money off the boat, just like Leo, girls on my shirt, yeah, handsome Leo, a lot of y'all starting to look like cloud faces, I remember all y'all faces,
pressing in the metal, got the blicky in the stash,
all the
whiplash,
That is Theophilus London and Tame Impala with a massive tune, the name of which I can't remember because I spent so long. Whiplash, yes.
He got whiplash.
I got whiplash. I remembered now because of the last email I sent to injury lawyers. And I don't even drive as well, but you try anything, innit, at this point of the year when you just paid your tax bill.
You could be a passenger in the car, bruv. You know
yeah, this is true. This is true. And it was someone's fault. But the drivers.
We're not encouraging anyone to do insurance fraud. We're just saying
we don't need to. Like you get you probably get the calls all the time. I used to get calls all the time. We heard you had a road accident.
I got one
in
of them
the
today.
Last 18
I got one of them
months.
Today. Like it came up. Call Leeds, like UK, and I was like, hello.
Our records show.
Hello, Mr. Somerville.
Yeah.
It appears that you've been in an accident.
Yeah, there
I was
you
like,
go.
Mate.
It appears. Who's rolling around looking like me getting into fucking car accidents?
You know what I mean?
It appears that you've been in an accident. Innocent bystanders were looking again. That looks like Marcel Somerville in that accident.
We should report this. We should definitely report this.
Because he'll never have the presence of mind to do it himself.
Exactly.
You know, it's weird. It's weird when you get them calls. But I'm starting to believe it. So I'm going to start taking advantage of it. I lied saying I had sent an email to an injury lawyer. But I get so many calls that I'm going to start to believe it myself. You know?
So I mean, just go with the flow.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say if I get done for fraud anyway. You know, you guys, I said it on radio now. So
this will stand up in court.
Exactly. This is my alibi. We got a packed show for you today on the Eminem Show. Marcel, Natalie, and Michael. Yizzy's coming through to join us. Grime MC Yizzy LaVille is coming to join us. He's Acid Jazz's first signing since Jamiroquai.
Sick.
Yeah.
So he's either really good or they're really lazy. I'm going to go for the first one as well.
He's very good. Well, we played his song before. In fact, he's the first male singer since Jamiroquai.
Okay, cool.
They haven't been going around just going, well, we've made enough from Jamiroquai, let's sit back for a bit.
Well, to be fair, they probably have. I wouldn't be surprised if they actually had made enough from Jamiroquai to not sign anyone for a while.
He made some tunes, man.
Right?
Right, but LaVille was two. And he's, we played his song a few weeks ago, and you put that on your Spotify late night playlist straight away, Marcel.
There we go.
We had someone in last week, speaking of guests. We'll get on to the third one in a sec. In fact, we'll get on to him now. Barney Fletcher is going to join us in the studio today. It'll be a par in it to like mention his name like 5 minutes down the road. We've just mentioned.
Or we could have been like, and save the best till last.
Yeah,
we could have played it that way.
True. By then, I would have forgotten. I'm not going to lie. But we had an artist who you like, whose song one of his songs is in your playlist.
Kaleem Taylor.
What?
You missed him by a week. Yeah.
Yeah, and he very much sounds, we thought, like Idris Elba.
His talking voice is very similar to Idris Elba's. Yeah. And are you a fan of Lufa?
I am. I'm actually looking forward to seeing the new Fast and Furious. It's not, you can't even call it Fast and Furious. It's Hobbs and Shaw.
Is it about Dwayne Johnson, or does it star only Dwayne Johnson?
No, so it's Dwayne Johnson, Jason Statham, but Idris Elba is the villain.
Wow.
Watching Idris play a villain is going to be amazing. Well, he kind of semi did in
The Wire.
Yeah, he was a villain in that.
And in what's the one that's set in Africa?
Oh, Beast of No Nation.
Yeah, Beast of No Nation. He was a villain in that.
He was
as well,
a
so.
Very villainous villain.
Yeah,
in that
so
film, actually.
I feel like I'm looking forward to seeing him carry, because I feel like he's going to do quite well in the role.
Absolutely. The thing is, Lufa is a very complicated character because he's half villain, half goody. You know, he's a bent copper. You know,
he's like an anti-hero, isn't it?
Yes, that's the word for it. He very much is an anti-hero, and that's what I love about him, because he makes you question yourself, isn't it? He makes
what would you do in that situation?
Yeah, it's very easy to be the kind of straight shooting copper, if you forgive the pun, and just be like, "Oh, that's not right, so I'm going to fix that," because obviously you'd have an American accent. But like with Idris Elba, it's like, this guy's a nonce and he buries girls in his walls. Do I let him fall? You know what I mean? People would really think about that shit.
It's true,
you know?
It's true.
People would really, really think about that shit. And that's what I love about Luffy. He really does make you question your own morals and ethics, you know?
I think that's why the show's so big, man.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Someone DM'd me, actually, the other day. It wasn't Idris, unfortunately. But we're 1 degree of separation away, though. I've got a friend who I follow on Instagram who's one of the very few people that Idris Elba follows. So sometimes I think that I might just randomly pop up in his, like, discovery or something. And he might be like, he could be my stunt double.
Yeah.
You know? But I can't remember what I was going to say now. It happens.
Yeah.
It does happen. We were just gushing over Idris Elba.
But with Kaleem Taylor, who was in last week, sounds a bit like him, but also was that kind of cool that he had done a gig somewhere with Boyz II Men, but couldn't remember where it was.
Couldn't remember the venue.
Really?
Yeah.
That's, you know.
But it was cool because he was saying it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
In the Idris Elba voice.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's sick.
Right?
That's sick.
We should one day try and get Idris Elba in.
I think we'll make a note of that and we'll try and get Idris
maybe
on
to promote.
Show. Anything.
He's dropping literally tunes out, isn't he? Like, he's just done that tune with Steph London,
Sean
Paul and Wiley, isn't it?
Yeah.
Banger.
That's a four-way,
it's a tune
if anything.
As well.
Have you seen the new lineup for Strawberries and Cream Festival?
I've forgotten now.
Steph London's headlining and Miss Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sick. I went to the one last year. Like, it was
T-Pain,
sick.
Right?
T-Pain was down. It was T-Pain and... My head is gone.
Yeah, there were a few people.
There was a few. I think it was there. Was it their first one last year?
No,
like third birthday last year.
Really?
Yeah.
So
this year's fourth.
The year before we went and we saw Shaggy.
Yeah, before that it was Nelly.
Yeah.
Oh, same.
I'm a fucking veteran in this bitch. In the nicest way possible.
Yeah,
no.
I think. I was saying it was the first one because it's the first one that I went to.
That's how human consciousness goes. If it was the first one I went to.
Nothing happened before me.
Exactly.
Oh, it was 2BM before Mars. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. The first one
there
was 2BM.
Shy FX was there last year. Notes, Dave Rodigan, KJ Fun.
Yeah, Rodigan was there.
It was great.
It was sick. It was good.
It's a very good festival. 15,000 this year. It's growing exponentially.
Same venue, same park?
Cambridge, yep. Isn't it? Yeah.
Same location. Can That's you call it a venue?
Not really. It's a park, is it? It's not really a venue. Is it? I don't know.
No, it's a location.
When you say
it?
Venue, I think of a church hall and balloons and little kids running around.
Imagine
little Christmas party.
In a church hall, like,
I buy you a drink.
They should do that, though, a council estate festival.
They should do that.
And, like, main stage is the church hall.
Yeah.
That'd be sick. And, like, the little kiddies park is, like, second stage.
Oh, geez.
And then third stage is the bench. That's somewhere.
Third stage
in
is a bench somewhere,
bench,
exactly.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Now that we've told you about the guests coming in, we should probably catch up. So
let's
what has
up.
Everyone been up to? For once, I've got the best... I don't even know what you've been up to for the last 7 days, so I can't even say that.
All right, so the last 7 days, I've been...
Only the highlights, surely.
Only the highlights. So I woke up on Sunday and I was like, hey, man, I'm pretty tired, but no, I was up in Newcastle doing some shows with the Squad Boys. Yeah. We done like three shows in like, it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It was pretty sick, but it was snowing up there like crazy, so...
That makes sense.
So that was a bit nuts. What else have I been doing?
Were there still like girls in like, you know, not party dress, but like, you know, because in the up north they do not feel the cold.
Like everyone was still out like it was the summer, like it was mad, it was crazy.
Stilettos and little black dresses.
Yeah, literally,
little
literally
whatever like, kind like, of dresses.
I went clubbing up there as well, so yeah, it was good. It was a good party. But then at the same time, I've teased something.
You've teased something.
Mm. Okay.
I've obviously got something that's called Life on Mars, which is coming up soon. It's like it's basically a play on Life on Mars.
Sure.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
obviously
sure.
Mars is like me, obviously. but yeah, now like so like I'm gonna be doing like a YouTube channel.
Oh
so,
nice.
Yeah. So we're gonna be launching that. We're just getting all the content, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Prepared for it.
What sort of stuff are you gonna be?
So it's gonna be obviously like I'm gonna be like you're gonna be following me around doing whatever I'm doing, but at the same time I'm gonna do like kind of like flashback stuff, so it's like talking about previous moments from life, and then I'm gonna be doing all the challenges that I do.
Okay.
So like the Hot Wings challenge and all those.
Oh right, is that what you filmed that for?
Cool. So all those things are gonna be coming kind of like getting dropped out on a weekly basis. So yeah,
right. And that's the name of the channel, Life on Mars.
Life on Mars.
Good play on words there, man.
You know, it makes sense.
It does make perfect sense. I love a good play on words.
I
think that's all you need, really, to kind of attract me to, like, you know, or to intrigue me. I'm like, oh, what's that about?
Exactly.
This person's obviously supremely intelligent.
Brandon at his best.
What else have you been up to then?
Apart from that, it's just basically getting all of the little cogs and all of the little things done for the EP, because the EP's like, well, pretty much all of the songs are done.
Yep.
Just waiting for them to get mixed and mastered now before the EP launches.
Mixed and mastered.
I might actually start mastering tunes myself and be like mixing and mastering.
Yeah.
And then the logo could be you with a Dutch pot. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
And right? That's the name of your cookbook as well.
There you go. Mixing and mastering. Oh my
but
god.
But I only make cakes.
Yes.
Fine, yeah. Fine.
Yes. Fucking hell.
Maybe this could be part of the channel, like me trying to cook cakes.
Right?
Sure, yeah, that would work.
I'm gonna write this down.
Dreamt up here, right here in Fubar Towers.
If it makes any money, I'll give you a percentage.
Oh, you know, you don't have to, but you do.
Hold on, you came up with a title, I came up with a cooking angle.
All right.
Yeah,
This is a team effort.
Oh my god, I am gonna be a millionaire.
We're part of the family, guys. Let's all make money together.
Yeah. We should.
Well, I know Michael Payne, you went to Malaga.
I did, yeah.
Tell
it was
more.
A friend of mine moved to Malaga quite recently for a little bit. And you might know him, actually. We interviewed him from the band Young Sierra, James.
I do.
Yeah, so it was his birthday. A few of us took a little flight out to Malaga. And you'd think it would be like proper laddie, innit? But we were quite chilled. I think the most exciting thing we did was his mum has a BB gun. I know, right?
Okay.
And
where's this going?
It's a long story. She has a BB gun, and we just used it, and we had a little shooting competition, which I won.
Of course. What, distance shooting?
Yeah, it was. I'd say the target was about 10 meters away.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Had a little Walther PPK, same gun as James Bond's famous for using.
Okay.
But a BB replica, obviously. Shot the shit out of that, you know. Won that, you know. Was on a high for the rest of the day. Won the Tekken tournament.
I see you playing, right? Tekken on the thing. I was, yeah, like, rah, they're taking it old school.
Fucking,
yeah,
motherfuckers up with Hwarang. You know what I mean?
I'm a Yoshimitsu kind of guy.
Yoshimitsu's heavy, but he's like, he's got a big shank, innit?
Yeah,
like
the secret was you just lie on the floor. You know, when it's his thing. When they get close, it starts spinning up.
The thing is, I hadn't played the game for years and years and years. So I'm not going to lie. It was just bare little kicks and sweeps.
That's all.
At first, it was just mad kicks and
Method
sweeps.
Method, man, yeah. Just like, yo.
But you got to figure it out.
That's all I know.
After a while, you kind of, I don't know, it's just who's best at doing kicks and sweeps.
Anyone gets in the vicinity, sweep.
Yeah, that's it, man. Get you on the ground, kick, or keep sweeping. Whatever, you know, just kick and sweep, you know.
That was very Michael Jackson of you, the way you did that. That's all the kick and sweep. Kind of, wasn't it?
That's a move.
Kick, yeah.
Thank you very much, man.
That should be a tune as well. Kick and sweep.
Yeah. The Tekken song. Tekken. Unbelievable Tekkens. We should definitely release that. I think that was those were the most exciting things I did. I shot a little video as well, actually, for a forthcoming tune from the second album.
Okay.
Can't tell you too much about
Malaga scenes.
Yeah, Malaga scenes. Nice. We're gonna make it. We shot it on a 90s like VCR. Like a handycam thing. So it's got, you know, the time stamp in a very old school manner, and it just looks like. The quality is just so shit, but it's brilliant.
But it's, you know, but it's the kind of vibe you wanted to get to.
Exactly. We were only there for 3 days, so we didn't have much time to do much. But the Airbnb we stayed in had a full size snooker table, like full size. Do you know how big, like full size snooker
table?
Full
size.
Couldn't fit in this room.
You're joking. You couldn't fit in.
Genuinely could not fit a full size snooker table in this room. I'm telling you. It was fucking massive.
The professional size,
ones that like Jimmy White and John Parrott.
Jimmy White. He's the only sneaker player right now.
I know like four.
Parrott.
Yeah, John Parrott, no, Jimmy White, and Colin. Stephen Hughes. Colin Hendry?
Stephen Hendry.
Who's the one that was supposed to be moved? Looked always like upset all the time. Can't remember his name.
I don't know. Maybe John
and then
Parrott.
He said he wasn't. No, it's John Parrott.
Anyone?
Stephen Hendry.
Stephen Hendry. It was Stephen Hendry, right?
Stephen Hendry.
He was the young guy at the time when Jimmy White was the.
Yeah.
The whirlwind or the hurricane or whatever his
name is.
Hurricane Higgins. Alex Higgins. That was him.
Okay. I see that. There you go. I threw out
Natalie's getting told in her ear.
No, I'm not actually.
Are you not?
Then there's the other one. Oh, I can't remember his name. Jimmy somebody.
Jimmy White.
Jimmy White.
That's the one that we said at the start.
Steve Davis. That's who I'm thinking of.
Steve Davis.
So is it not Stephen Hendry's?
No, there is a Hendry as well. Stephen Hendry.
Colin Hendry's the Scottish football player.
There's one with something called something O'Sullivan.
Ronnie O'Sullivan.
That's it.
His dad goes to my gym.
No way.
Yeah. He comes up to me, he's like, oh, how you doing, lad? I'm like, I'm all right. Yeah, like my son, he's like he fully told
name
me about
drop.
His dad.
Yeah. Oh, my son lifts them same weights. Bet you're wondering who my son is. Not really, no.
True that.
Well, we should get into a song. After Natalie tells us what she's been up to, because I know Natalie's got the most interesting life out of all of us.
Not this week, I haven't. I've just been moving, which has been
horrendous.
Oh,
that's interesting. Have you found anything?
That's interesting, huh?
Well, I realise I hate moving. I never want to do it again. But So there's lots of people I don't want to shout out. You know, shout out people. For instance, my internet provider.
Right.
Isn't working. But thank God I've got a bank next to me and I can use theirs for free.
Amazing.
I've started using, in my room, it just keeps going on a bank's Wi-Fi and it's better than the one I have. So,
really? So there's no need to get Wi-Fi then?
Only in my room, anywhere else in the house.
Because you're not expecting the bank to just be a pop-up. You can be sure that's going to be there for a while, isn't it?
Yeah, right. You can say it's
for you would think the bank had more security though, isn't it?
Nah. Not on that Wi-Fi.
Their Wi-Fi. They've got to let customers use it, haven't they?
I suppose so, yeah.
They've got to have some strong shit.
God bless Santander.
That potent Wi-Fi.
I'm going to open an account with them.
Wi-Fi, you can smell from here. Someone's turned on the Wi-Fi.
Well, I don't even bank with them. I don't even have an account with them, but I feel like I ought to open an account or something.
Yeah, that's true. Just for real.
Exactly, right?
So when they say anything to you, if they're like, oh, we've noticed that you've been looking into our thing, you're like, I'm a customer.
Yeah, exactly. I'm closing my account.
Exactly, right.
Give me my pound back.
So, yeah. But it's the moving thing. You know, everything's not quite right yet and still things are in bags. Yeah. And so you're like, I can't be bothered to unpack it all.
Hate that. I should have moved it around this time as well.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
I've put it off. That makes me sound like a squatter.
Well, no, you're the only person I know that can say to your landlord, yeah, I'm going to move out in September. And they go, yeah. I'm sure if I tried that with mine, they'd be like, I don't think so. That's
you got to shake the fist at the right angle.
Why I order.
You're going to let me stay.
Well, let's get into a song because our first guest is next door. Cool. And we've got a game for him, obviously.
Amazing.
If I could, would I would. Get out the woodworks, man, my knees hurt. Went all the way to the bottom of the big bad world. With my feet first, I don't see her. I just am hurt. Too broke for the rich folks, too paid for the unpaid. I don't want a backspace neither. I need to feed the socos, so I need to really go global. But I don't drive no motor, man, I'm just still so local. This is me, downplaying my achievements as I hear me on TV. What happened to me? I never thought I'd actually ever find a passion to be me. 100 like 250s in the bank on another man, another man's wallet. Sometimes the thing you need is just some time for yourself. Get up, get out, go find your peace, but you wouldn't be free. If not for he, sometimes the thing you need is just some time for yourself. Get up, get out, go find your peace, but you wouldn't be free. If not for he. If I go all the way, I don't mind every day. Life won't be on repeat, won't find me on the keys. I'll be in Newton Heat, getting handed a large receipt. Ain't nobody had to pay for me. Maybe I just need to get away from home for a while. I can feel a little bit insane if I'm inside too long. Sometimes the thing you need is just some time for yourself. Get up, get out, go find your peace, but you wouldn't be free. If not for he. Sometimes the thing you need is just some time for yourself. Get up, get out, go find your peace, but you wouldn't be free. If not for he. For the effort, all that talk is expected. I wanna stay off record. I'm about to be the man in these streets. Might go pee the pan and fly free. Don't want bigger chains or Gucci. Big money might make you the man you see. You see one hell of a wise guy. You got a heavily bright mind, but still just set up a five guys. You didn't wanna go deep, but fortunately, I came to mess up your sleep. I came to pull off your sheets.
I wanna see you.
Not through the people, baby. Don't wanna pre you.
Nobody believe you. You know I believe in you, yeah.
Sometimes the thing you need is just some time for yourself. Get up, get out, go find your peace, but you wouldn't be free. If not for he. Sometimes the thing you need is just some time for yourself. Get up, get out, go find your peace, but you wouldn't be free. If not for he.
It's the Eminem Show. That was Time by Jafaris. Big tune, that. Mm. It reminded me of old school Rizzle Kick stuff, you know?
Yeah, I see
had
what
a little
you mean,
bass
yeah.
to it, it
did. I can't remember what particular song it was. It was, I think it was Miss Cigarette.
Okay.
It very much reminded me of Miss Cigarette. Anyway, shout out to Jordan and Harley as well.
Go on.
We got our first guest of the day in today. Natalie's waving.
So I'm waving
so
someone to come and plug in
Yazid's
headphones because no one can see me. But Yazid,
okay. You've just introduced him.
Oh,
so
God, sorry.
We should just clap now because we've said
his name. Welcome, Yazid.
I think this mic's on. I hope it's on.
No, your mic's on.
The mic is not just the headphones. Would you like a fake After Eight?
Pretty to chat.
Why is it fake?
They're called Midnights.
Some would say After Eight are the fake ones after you tried those.
This is true.
After Eight is Christmas special.
Yeah,
there you go. Would you like one? They taste just like After Eight. They're a bit. They're kind of
called Midnights.
Quarter to nines.
I mean. Try one and then...
Hey, you're going to have one. You've got to have one.
They're good. They're good, seriously.
I'm still trying to censor myself.
You're used to that, yeah?
I have one.
Oh, Marcel.
But your
natural reaction to something is fucking hell, but obviously right? I try to tone it down. I'm like,
that's everyone's natural reaction.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's been... You've been around for a little while now, so you're used to radio interviews.
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's fun.
Mm.
It's always something new, yeah.
But
yeah.
Then there's also the kind of new aspect that's greeting grime MCs of this generation of festivals.
Yes.
Natalie was saying that you spoke to FUBAR at Reading.
Yeah.
Mm. Was it last year?
No, it was.
God, we're
in
year,
2019.
Yeah.
Yes, it was last year.
Right. Yeah. And was that your first festival that you played, or was that your kind of first festival season?
Yeah, season wise, yeah. So I done Reading, I done Leeds, I done Transmission Festival, mm-hmm. I done Strawberries and Cream.
Yep.
But the first festival I ever did was Glastonbury.
Okay.
And that was right. 2 years ago.
That's a good introduction.
Yeah.
What year? Who was playing? Who headlined that year?
When was it?
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Was that Kanye? Was that Beyonce?
No, definitely wasn't Kanye. I think it might have been Beyonce.
Yeah,
that year. She was one of them.
Oh, I know. Was it Ed Sheeran?
Ed
Sheeran
was on.
Right. Okay.
Adele,
okay.
Maybe. Yeah. So many maybes. We don't know.
So many maybes.
Just not sure.
I think it was Kendrick Lamar.
Really?
Did he headline?
No, he hasn't headlined yet.
Not Reading. He headlined Reading last year.
Ah,
that's what it was.
Maybe it was that. Yeah. Getting mixed up. Yeah.
But Glasto's a good introduction. And has it been your? Was that your favorite so far?
Reading Festival was sick, man. I love Reading Festival.
That's a good point. Yeah, I was saying to I think Reading pound for pound is possibly the best festival going.
Yeah,
but it's one of those with an age limit. I've got a friend.
No, I don't think
so. Do you think that you can? I think going to Reading for the first time over the age of for the first time as well over the age of 26 is like smoking weed for the first time over the age of 40. It's too late.
The comparison's crazy.
It's true. It's too late now.
Well, I think if you've maybe for the first time, if you've been going to it for years, then
exactly. That's what I'm saying. Even if you've taken a little break, go back. But if you've not been to Reading and Leeds by the time, it would just be too much for you to take because there
are. Why? Because it's more of like a young scene. Or?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But us, the young ones were the people lying on the floor. The people that were stood up was like the older lot. So
probably feeling really old as well.
Probably.
That's the thing.
What am I doing here?
Yeah, exactly. Just look at it. It's a carpet. It's a human fucking carpet.
I think you see parents whose kids don't even want to be there. They're like, we're going to Reading. You're my excuse to take. We're getting
exactly.
In.
Oh, yeah. Easy. Yeah. And so, but before festivals, how did you get into grime? Because you're young. You were born in 1990 fucking nine.
Yes, at the end of it, 30th December. So I was just 2 days short of being a millennial. So
your parents are brave as well, because everyone knew that Y2K was about to just wipe out everyone.
I
so
always wonder
to be
about
planning
that.
The kid to be born anywhere random times. Brave parents.
Crazy time.
Y2K. I remember that.
That Y2K nice. Shit.
I remember there was a Simpsons episode. That's like one of my favourite ones. In terms of music, I started in school, like just messing about in like the music room. So I was always interested in music from young.
Okay.
And it just so happened that like the pace that I started spitting bars that was quite faster than usual.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really like a traditional hip hop. I wanted something that was a bit more punchy, a bit more energy.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that was grime. And then obviously being from like Lewisham and South London, there was quite a few, like when I was about 14, 15, 16, there was more people coming through from South than there was from like East originally.
Because you're right by this, obviously the square and Novelist.
Novelist lives like at the top of my road.
Okay.
Pretty much. So linking up with a couple people like that who were quite local to me was great, because it kind of showed me that like people from my ends were doing good and I could actually make something of it.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of like inspiration. But yeah, it came first just from messing around. So me and a couple of my boys, we used to like clash in like clashes in the music block at lunchtime.
Right.
But it was all love, but we would say some mad stuff.
Yeah, like, of course.
If it rhymed, whatever was the most, oh my man said, like, whatever the most reaction you could get from that, that's what we said. And from there, it was just like, you know what, this is fun. I want to do this.
Okay, and that was what sort of lit the flame.
Yeah. Okay. Definitely, yeah.
Well, we should get into your current single and then have a chat about it, and also play a game if you're up for it.
Yeah,
Marcel definitely. And I are quite competitive, and Natalie's a really good quiz master.
Love it. Yeah.
Everybody's like, yeah. Spit my lyric and the crowd goes, yeah. Man said, am I gonna bust this, yeah. Am I gonna shut shit down, said, yeah. Went to my yard and said to my MRJ, mom, best score, I'm gonna chart this, yeah. Fuck two M's and a G, say, yeah. Anybody ask them, I got this, yeah. Bar for bar, they know, man, don't care. No. So don't ask if I drink that prayer. No. Ask if I'm going out, might say, yeah. Might take Keisha, I might take Claire. Love. Holding my head, what's man gonna wear? Said, I'm going to the motive, but I might air. No. 2 hours late, but I don't care. Yeah. It's black man time and them ones there. Pull up in the club and I'm like, yo, sexy. Your eyes when them hips, that's deadly. Oh what, you got a man, yeah? Well, move out the way, let me chat to your bestie. The name's Mr. Right, and yo, sexy. Your eyes, with them hips, and them lips, that's deadly. Your mic up a Tino, deadly. Run up on stage, everybody's like, yeah. Spit my lyric and the crowd goes, yeah. Man said, am I gonna bust this, yeah. Am I gonna shut shit down, said, yeah. Went to my yard and said to my MRJ, one best score, I'm gonna chart this, yeah. Fuck two N's and a G, say, yeah. Anybody ask them, I got this, yeah.
Did I get that wheel up?
Yeah.
Bar for bar, did man keep up?
Yeah.
Now certain man don't like me.
No.
Tell him if you got a problem, speak up. Yeah. Don't chat here.
Phone my phone, but I don't get there.
Even a girl tried bell my phone, so why is it taking you the whole year? Nah, you ain't on it now. Nah. Don't try and log it. Nah. Spoke to your wife, yeah, she's on it.
You got a man?
What? Fuck your man.
I know your man.
He don't want it. Do what I want, don't tell man, stop it.
No.
I don't bust joke like Wallace and Gromit.
Yeah.
Looking for the title, the next thing brand.
Yeah.
Look no further, no, I got it.
Yeah.
You don't want it.
Yeah.
Run up on stage, everybody's like, yeah. Spit my lyric and the crowd goes, yeah. Man said, am I gonna bust this, yeah. Am I gonna shut shit down, said, yeah. Went to my yard and said to my MRJ, man, best score, I'm gonna chart this, yeah. Bop two ends and a G, say, yeah. Anybody ask them, I got this, yeah. I don't care what your bust down costs. Your head can still get bust down, boss.
Crap.
Don't think that a man's gonna back down, cause you may back your thing like Ross.
Nah.
Rude boy, you must be lost. I'll back my thing like, get over here. No wonder you're a dick. You only act hard for the gal and the other time my man starved. Take your time, try pull up on me and mine. I'm like, can't you see the sign? It's a double yellow line. So the car gets smashed, everybody better dash. Everybody better run, cause it won't be fine.
Nope.
You would've been better off trying to step up in a war of words and throw shade at a brother that shines. Stop standing round with your hands out looking for a handout.
Idiot.
I said, Mum, how can I shine if they always hammer them nails that stand out?
How?
So I took a break for a bit just to gather my shit, but Lord knows when I'm back now.
Trust.
Told the man they move from the background. Run up on stage, shit, I'm front, show back down. Run up on stage, everybody's like, yeah. Spit one lyric and the crowd goes, yeah. Man said, am I gonna bust this, yeah. Am I gonna shut shit down, said, yeah. Went to my yard and said to my MRJ, Mum, best score, I'm gonna chart this, yeah. Bop two ends and a G, say, yeah. Anybody ask them, I got this, yeah. Run up on stage, everybody's like, yeah. Spit one lyric and the crowd goes, yeah. Man said, am I gonna bust this, yeah. Am I gonna shut shit down, said, yeah. Went to my yard and said to my MRJ, Mum, best score, I'm gonna chart this, yeah. Bop two ends and a G, say, yeah. Anybody ask them, I got this, yeah.
That's the really energetic Yeah by Yizzy, who joins us in the studio right now.
That's a banger.
It is an absolute
banger.
Very traditional.
Yeah.
If you I'm not even going to say for want of a better word. That's the word, traditional. You know, you couldn't tell when that song came out. If you get in the kind of grime timeline, which is good.
Trying to make timeless music.
That's exactly. It's exactly. I like it a lot. So that's out on Friday.
Yes.
Under Keeping It Grimy.
Yeah.
Whose label is that?
Logan Sarma.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I thought so. Right.
Legend.
okay. So, good label, good platform to have it out on.
Yep.
Absolutely. Video's out tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
if I'm not mistaken.
7 p.m. Yeah.
Yep. And you've just told us about the video, so people can expect a lot of special effects.
Special effects.
And by all accounts, it sounds like a sick video. So I'm going to be keeping a lookout for it, and you lot listening should too. We should play a game now as well.
Mm.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Good. Like you were saying, with all these clashes that you used to do, you're very competitive.
Up, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, this is. Think of this as a clash. Think
oh,
of this
clash
as
you?
A six
yeah.
question.
Yeah.
Clash. No, it's not a clash like that.
Bars for bars, yeah. Bars for bars.
I'm only joking.
It's a clash because they're super competitive.
Okay,
so
yeah.
Just so you know that. But it's an honour of you. This game really is, Izzy.
Oh,
and your song, yeah. I'm going to play you two songs.
Right.
That were released mere months from each other. If you think song one was released first, you write down yeah. If you think song two was released first, you say write down nah.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
Nah.
Nah. Nah.
If you happen to guess the year, you get an extra point, okay?
So, wait, so
if you think it's song one, you write yeah. If you think it's song two, you write nah.
How we spell it nah?
Same as yeah, but with an N on the front.
Which one's newer?
Which one was released? They're both from the same year, but which one was released first?
You know how she does with the, like, which one sold more units?
Yeah. This one is like, we'll say one was released in January, one in March. It would be January that's released first.
This is going to be hard.
Sweet.
Okay?
It's going to be very hard.
Is it? I don't know. Well, let's first of all, let's start with this song.
Big two!
By Sweet Female Attitude. So that is song number one, but this song was also released in the same year. If you think that All Saints came out after Sweet Female Attitude, you're gonna put nah. But if you think Flowers came out first, you're gonna put yeah.
Okay.
You get me? And then you're gonna put a year if you have a guess at the year if you want for an extra point.
The year.
Mm-hmm. Everyone got something? Yizzy, you got something? Yeah, I mean, do you remember these songs?
Before
I
just, of course.
Okay, good. Because we do have some people coming here and they haven't really heard about a lot.
Do you know
what?
I'm just going to start putting titles because I'm confused as fuck. I'm not going to lie on how to use yeah in there.
Okay.
So I'm just going to put whatever.
All right, so let's move on to number two. This is yeah, song number one, okay? Of course,
fucking
with Rhythm
hell.
Is a Dancer.
You're taking me back. Bang.
Big song. Big song from that year. But equally, this is a big song. Of course, on a ragga tip. By SL2.
Oh, geez. I think I know why.
Okay.
Can I hear number one again?
Yeah, of course. Rhythm is a dancer. It's a
source companion. Which came out first, yeah?
Yes, please,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, shit.
If you think that came out first, you put yeah. If you think On a Ragga Tip came out, you put nah. Yeah. Or you just put SL2. It's up to you. I'll take anything.
Okay. When did he stop?
I was about to tell you the year. And I was like, that's going to defeat the point, isn't it?
Yeah.
No. I am going to say they're from the 90s.
Right, so before me. Right.
Okay, but you know.
Don't worry, bro. It's out, man.
You've got to learn some new music. You should definitely hear
On a
Ragga Tip.
I know all these songs, but
okay.
The year. Black,
okay.
Jesus Christ.
Let's move on to number three, okay?
Inside with the crystal waters.
Gypsy woman, bracket, she's homeless. So that's song number one for a year. But did that get released before or after this song?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that make me.
Salt and pepper, of course. Let's talk about sex. Everyone got something for that?
Yeah.
Now, you will definitely have been around for this next.
I'm horribly wrong with all these answers.
Don't worry. Okay. You'll definitely remember this one.
Has it come to this? Oh, oh, oh. Original pirate material. You're listening to the streets. Lock down your aerial.
The streets, of course. Has it come to this? So like that's number one. Is that a yeah or a nah? If you think this song came out before or after it.
I got 21 seconds to flow.
Oh,
I got 21 seconds to go. Cause if you like me, let me know. Let me in the studio. I got 21 seconds before I got to go. Did you see me on the video? Oh,
no. I know exactly what date this
is. Yeah. Former guest Harvey on the show. See, when Harvey came in, this is how we did it. We had a game called 21 Seconds where we had 21 seconds to talk about things. That's kind of how we do things
here.
Makes
sense.
I'm just saying that LaVille's got a song called 31, so you know, just no clues for later, but have a guess what you think might be the next game.
Okay.
You see? Okay, all right. So that was So Solid Crew with 21 Seconds. Let's move on to this.
No, that's not me. Act like a waste man, that's not me. Sex any girl, no, that's not me. Lips any girl, no, that's not me. Yeah, I used to wear Gucci, I put it all in the bin, because that's not me.
Never think about that with Skepta, that's not me. But did this song come out before or after Skepta?
It's time for the Barbie workout. Barbie workout. Barbie workout. Barbie workout.
Lethal Bizzle, okay? I know you know these ones.
Yeah, we're getting more into my
knows.
Element
now. Yizzy knows this one. Okay, finally, let's go for... Oh, let's go for play. Of course, Dizzy Rascal was just a rascal, but did this big, big tune come before or after it?
I love the way you work it.
Oh shit, if you don't know that,
if you
get this wrong, you're
this
fired.
This is Blazing Squad with Marcel. Yeah. Marcel's own song, Flip Reverse, there.
Is that you singing?
No, I didn't sing.
But you're on it,
I didn't sing at them times.
Yeah. You sing now?
A little bit.
Can we keep it on the low?
Yeah!
Okay, let's have some answers, alright? Does anyone need any recaps?
Can
or
I
any...
hear the last two again?
Yeah, sure, cheap. Need the last two. Dizzy, and then of course.
Girl, I love the way you work it. And if you let me,
so we spoke about this song.
Yeah, we did.
First show that you co-hosted.
Yeah.
This is the song that that there was a rumor that it was about anal, wasn't it?
It was.
That was the one.
It wasn't necessarily about anal. It was about doggy style, didn't it?
Oh yeah, that was
What's the song?
Flip reverse.
Flip reverse it. Makes sense now, doesn't it?
Listen.
Come on, G.
do you need anyone else? Are we all good? Can we get through some answers, please?
I feel like I'm
all right,
guessed
up.
Well, I think I've got like 50% of these right.
Did you think that Sweet Female Attitude came out before or after All Saints? Which came first, All Saints or Sweet Female Attitude?
I put Nair, so the second one.
Okay, and what did you put, Michael Payne?
I put All Saints.
So you think All Saints came out first? Yeah, yeah. What did you put, Mars?
And I put Nair.
So meaning All Saints as well?
Yeah.
Points for all of you there.
What year?
So
1999.
No. What did you have?
Didn't have one, but I'll take a guess.
Do you want to guess? Because you are the guest.
97.
No.
2001.
No, it was 2000.
See, I've always got the right.
So, Sweet Film Attitude came out in April and All Saints came out in February.
Okay.
Sure. All right, let's move on to number two. Snap, did Snap or SL2, which one came first?
Marcel, I put Nair.
You put Nair, you thought On a Ragga Tip, okay.
I thought, yeah.
What did you put? You thought it was Snap? What did you think?
Snap came out first.
That is correct, it was Snap. Right. Well done, Yizzy, as well. Anyone put a year down as a guess?
93,
you got Marcel. What did you get, Yizzy? Make a guess.
95.
I got 92.
No, correct, it is 92. Yes, that is correct.
That was a total guess and I changed it. That's how nang I am. Did you see that? I went 92. No, 92.
Because you heard what I said and then you were like, oh.
Yeah. All right, number three. What did you get, Michael Payne? Who came out first, Crystal Waters or Salt and Pepper?
Talk About Sex came out first.
Came out first, all right. Yizzy, what did you get?
I put Nair.
You thought it was... That's Salt and Pepper too, yeah.
And what did you get?
Well done, Marcel. Yes. Crystal Waters did come out before.
Shit.
Again, let's have a go.
1990.
99. So you've got, Yizzy, have a guess.
91.
Mm-hmm. What did you think?
1990.
Well done, Yizzy. It was 91. 91 it came out. Yeah.
Your guesswork.
Yeah, no, it's good. Big guess. Actually, Crystal Waters came out in April and Salt-N-Pepa came out in August.
I've definitely okay. lost. I've
August.
Definitely lost.
All right, okay. Yizzy, number four. Was it Streets or Say Solid Crew for you? Which one came out first?
I put Yeah.
Okay, for the Streets, yeah.
I put Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I put the Streets as well.
Incorrect. It was Nair. It was Say Solid Crew.
2001.
Oh, fuck. I'm an idiot. Yeah, you're right. You're right. What, because that was kind of the end of...
Streets came out in October, Say Solid in August.
I was thinking the Streets
came out
earlier.
Can we have some
earlier?
Guesses for years,
2001.
Please? 2001. You got... Yeah, Yizzy, what are you saying?
2002.
Uh-huh.
2002.
Well done, Marcel. 2001.
We came out in 2002. That's how I knew, because we came after them. Yes.
Okay. All right. Where are we back to? Who we got that one? Oh, Mike. Marcel. Skepta or Lethal Bizzle?
I put Yeah.
You put Yeah for Skepta. Okay. Yizzy.
Yes, that's not me.
Okay. And
yeah, that's not me.
That's points for all of you there.
2016.
Okay.
Nah, no way.
16.
No
you got way. Yizzy. What do you think?
It's 2015.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 2014.
Correct. That is true.
That's 14 or 15.
All close. And then finally, Michael Payne, Dizzy or the squad, the Blazing squad. What did you get?
There was a clue in what you said earlier.
What?
2000.
I didn't say anything.
Actually, there wasn't a clue because that was only the fucking year. in the video, he's wearing winter clothes.
How did you know this?
Which, he because knows, they're on the Thames. And I remember he's wearing the big jacket with all the fucking NBA teams all over it, right? Yeah. Which means the video was probably shot in winter, which means the song was probably recorded in... I'm going to go...
That is some technical...
What did you say?
Trust me.
Dizzy or Blazing Squad? Which one are you saying?
No! Blazing Squad.
All right, okay. What do you say, Yizzy?
I went with Nair.
So you've gone with Blazing Squad too. Yeah. Okay, and Marcel, what do you think your own... When do you know your own thing came out?
You get this wrong. This
I said yeah.
You said yeah, so Dizzy Rascal.
Okay. No. Yeah, so Dizzy Rascal came out first?
Came out before
yeah.
Blazing Squad.
Yeah.
I'm afraid you're incorrect.
What? That is... How can I be incorrect?
Because Blazing Squad Flip Reverse came out on the 3rd of November and Just the Rascal came out on the 24th of November.
The reasoning behind this, the same thing with the coat. I remember, like, Dizzy Rascal had on the flipping the coat with all the badges on it.
Yeah.
And Flavor from the squad had on the same coat.
No way.
And that's why I thought Dizzy had it before him.
Oh, no. Scheme.
No. Do you want to, not you, but you go last on this one, Marcel. What do you think the year was?
Oh, that's from his second album, isn't it? No, wait. It's just, yeah, Just the Rascal's from the second album, I think. So, I'm going to go... 2005?
Mm-hmm. What are you saying, Izzy?
Oh, I'm probably wrong.
I'm going to go 2004.
Mm-hmm. Marcel?
2003.
Correct, Marcel. It was 2003.
Fuck.
So that does mean, actually, that in joint second place, we have Yizzy and Marcel with 5.
Jeez.
But Michael Payne has 6, so you are the winner.
Just wins it.
Yeah.
Just text it.
I mean, Marcel, you would have got it if you knew when your own song was out, but, you know.
I knew it came out in November. Oh, no. I wasn't thinking you were going to put out 2 songs in November.
See, you've got to be prepared for these things.
I knew that was a trick question. I should have known.
All right, you've got a chance to redeem yourself.
You have.
Marcel.
Whatever.
I know. I'm sorry. Thank you so much for joining us, Yizzy. Chat to us, and in fact, for anyone who's just joined in, like to the fun and games, where can they find you online, and where are you going to be live this year? If you can think of any dates coming up in the near future.
Yeah. So I got loads of new music coming out. I got a project dropping in the next couple months. I got a new single out on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Got another new single out beginning of March.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm doing Eskimo Dance on the 22nd of March, which is the biggest grand rave you'll ever see in the rest of this year. I got a couple of live shows coming up as well. Special announcement coming as well for May Times. I'm active. I'm going to be everywhere this year. So.
Big. And online, where can they catch you?
Yeah, so Twitter, official_Yizzy, Instagram, official_Yizzy, just type in Yizzy and you'll find me somehow.
It's easy.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thank you so much once again, and thanks for being so competitive and sticking around for the game. We're going to get into a song now. It's FUBAR Radio, the Eminem Show. When we come back, we'll be chatting some more shit. We've got 2 more guests to come up as well. By Chicago and Jamila Woods. Big tune, that.
Yo, the vibe was nice in that, man.
Yeah, very. I like the drum beat. The drum pattern is very nice.
It is. Sister Miller, which she's from Chicago, not as in the band Chicago.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. Chicago.
Oh, I thought you said it was Chicago and Jamila Woods.
No, Chicagoan. As in she's from Chicago.
Because Chicago, who wants a Chicago sing? I want to know. They're not them.
I have no idea.
Imagine if they should Chicago. Do it. They should do a song.
There was a band
together.
Called Chicago.
Yeah, for sure.
I know there's a musical sure called Chicago.
Then they sing, if you leave me now.
That's it.
Is that Chicago?
I think
or that
so. Chicago or did one of those songs.
CC. Right. I know Boston.
Yeah, More Than a Feeling.
Yes,
More Than a Feeling. I know Europe.
Yeah, Final Countdown.
I know
Berlin.
Foreigner.
Take My Breath Away, Berlin. Hey. Foreigner. Cold as Ice.
Yep. I know. Who are the ones that sang? She's just a small town girl.
Journey.
That's it. These are all kind of holiday related band names.
Yes.
Chicago, Berlin, Foreigner.
Where are you going? What does your power ballad say about you?
Right.
Speaking of ballads, a guy is lamenting the death of. This guy takes the award for weirdest relationship of the month of the year of life, maybe. But he's lamenting the death of his partner.
Sad.
A Japanese man named Yuta Shinohara started dating Lisa in 2017.
Lisa, the what?
Just Lisa, innit? Do you know what I mean?
Okay, all right.
Just
leave
Lisa.
It to mystery.
Yeah, you know? True, yeah.
Sadly, Lisa died a year into the relationship.
Still so fresh, it's a relationship.
So sad.
So a distraught Yuta took it upon himself to eat Lisa so that they would be together forever.
I don't think he realised that he had acid in his belly.
Yuta has said that since eating Lisa, he's been having sex dreams about her. Yuta also said, we were 100% serious. No human girl was as attractive as Lisa. Lisa was my first love. I pictured doing it with her many times because I really liked her.
He must have a small penis.
Lisa was a cockroach. Lisa was a...
He dated a cockroach for a year.
He dated a cockroach.
For a year.
I got something for you cockroaches. he took the Jay Huss line a bit too seriously. I got something for you cockroaches.
Wait. So I want to know what kind of dates they went on. Do you know what I mean? Did they go for walks around the park? She must have been walking bare slow.
So slow.
You know what I mean?
And then just like diverting into like people's kitchens as
well. You know what I'm saying? They went to the cinema. She couldn't see behind over the person's head. You have to hold her.
Right.
How's dinner going to work?
Right, she'd walk. As soon as they walked into the restaurant, they'd have the restaurants themselves.
It's true.
Everyone was like, "It's a car!
Fuck it out!"
There's a picture. There's a picture of the happy couple. Well, they're not happy anymore. So one of them's dead, but he's eaten her. But there's Lisa and Yuta on our screen. Oh, and Lisa's on his thumb, which is nice, right?
They must have met in a restaurant, though.
Yeah. Do cockroaches bite you, though? Don't they?
Do they?
I thought they did.
But obviously, this one kissed him.
Exactly.
This one.
Maybe that's what people
love.
Think. Maybe they've only been kissing us this whole time.
You know what I mean?
Cockroaches are just really amorous beings and everyone's been misunderstanding them. And Yuta is actually head and shoulders above all of us when it comes to the understanding of the cockroach community.
Do you reckon he introduced her to the family?
Oh, after a year, I'd say so. I'd hope
so. You'd expect so, innit?
Yeah.
He's telling people that he doesn't know about her, so I'd hope so. You know, we know about their relationship. Now, I've never met Yuta Shinohara,
so
I'd hope his parents know.
Have you, has an insect ever flirted with either of you? Or have you ever had a flirt with an insect?
I think
there was a couple of times when I was younger, I got chased by a wasp.
Yeah, there
was. Maybe they were trying to play kiss chase,
I think.
I was just reading the signals wrong. I thought they were trying to attack me.
Mm. No, but when you ran away, they saw that as a big flirt. That's why they chased you. They were like, he's into this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Anyone feel any ants, butterflies, things like that?
Bumblebees are thick. So if I was going to be flirted with by an insect, it would be a bumblebee because they're thick.
They got the body, innit?
Thick with two C's. Yeah, you know what I mean?
And if it's not in their interest to come bite you because apparently they die. So
are they the ones that will get this? They're the ones that die if they sting you?
Yeah, because the sting comes out of them, doesn't
it? Yeah, wasps, not the ones to flirt with.
Yeah, so
they're
maybe the wasp was trying to kill me. But
I think it was.
Well, they're just not the ones to flirt with, to argue with wasps because they can just kind of bite you a lot.
Yeah.
Sting you, not bite you. I don't think they've got teeth. But
I think mosquitoes.
Yeah.
They like to suck a little bit still, they might be
a couple
a bit
flirty. Holiday romances with a few mosquitoes.
That's
true.
But they're fucking slags though, man.
They just go to anyone. Like, do you know what I mean? One night she was in my room, next room,
buzzing around some other fucker.
I saw her on the beach. I was like, "Yo, what are you doing over there?"
She ignored you.
Yeah, she ignored me.
She's too busy sucking.
You know what I mean? I saw her just sucking on another guy. I was like, okay, I see where this is going.
I ain't open. Have you no shame?
Who are you?
They're just a bit promiscuous, you know, yeah. And that's fair enough. If that's when they have a polygamous lifestyle, the mosquitoes, let them have it.
You need to get a cockroach. You need to get a cockroach. At least they stay at home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For at least
a caterpillar flirted with me once.
What happened?
Like, it was the very hungry caterpillar. So, you know, I was just like, you're just, don't do this. Because I'm not a groupie. I've read the books, but, you know, I'm not a groupie.
The most famous caterpillar.
Yeah, and I don't believe you ate all that shit anyway. Right. You know what I mean? I think reality's been augmented. Yeah. It's been embellished a little bit. I think that caterpillar was a fucking liar when it wrote its autobiography.
100%.
I think so too. But, you know, if you had to date one, an insect, you go for a caterpillar?
No, bumblebee.
You go
like
for
I said, they're thick with
they're
two C's.
Thick. That's your type. Okay. What about you, Marcel?
I'd probably go for the same bumblebee. Sorry. Competition. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, it's cool.
Competition,
bro.
It's cool.
Same bee.
You know?
Well, I feel sad for you, sir.
They've got honey. Yeah, that's it.
They do have honey.
You know.
Well, you know, feel his pain because that little frown or that little smile has turned upside down and is now a frown. He's not happy now. Elisa's not on his thumb.
Yeah, she's in his fucking gut. That's why.
Interesting thing to think. Oh, she's died, and rather than bury her or make a shrine to her, I'm just going to eat her.
Yeah, well, consume the energy in it. Become one. Because a lot of tribes used to eat their ancestors. Because they felt that it would kind of let their energy be passed on.
Do you reckon at the time of the consumption, he was playing the Spice Girls when Two Become One?
No. Either that or Jay Huss.
I
love the way you jerk it. Maybe he jerked. Maybe he had jerk cockroach.
Yeah, I'm telling you that he's had visions of making love to her.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that would definitely be on.
Yeah. I actually feel most sorry for him because you'd expect a cockroach to kind of outlive you in this day and age we're expecting a nuclear holocaust any day now.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be kind of getting a cockroach so that she could carry on your legacy, you know, tell the others about you when the human race has been completely wiped out and only cockroaches and lobsters, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe she was actually playing dead because she was trying to,
get
out of the relationship.
Wow.
He fell for it, ate her, and then, like, her plan failed.
Well, we've talked about a man with an unusual relationship, but there's also a woman that you might want to...
Not to be outdone.
Not to be outdone.
A woman marrying her duvet plans her wedding ceremony. Pascal Selick from Devon, great name. Great. I hope the duvet's taking her name.
Her name should do, yeah, the duvet. Yeah.
Duvet Selick,
right? From Devon. Says her relationship with her duvet is a most intimate and reliable relationship. Mm. Is the most, intimate and reliable relationship she's ever had. Ever.
Wow.
Selick claims the duvet's...
Great. I think there's a word missing there.
Right. The duvet's great because it has always been there for me and gives me great hugs. I love my duvet so much, I would like to invite people to witness my union with the most constant, comforting companion in my life. There will be music and a ceremony, laughs and entertainment. I think most of the people are going to be laughing at her.
Well, and entertained by her too.
Yeah, very entertained.
She is providing it though.
Mm-hmm. The music's going to be like someone beatboxing, just because she hangs around with like weird people. people laughing, so I'm just going to beatbox.
Why not? It seems fitting. She's marrying a duvet. Why not?
Right? Yeah. Not to say all beatboxers are weird,
no.
But all people who beatbox at weddings are weird. Pascal will be wearing a nightgown, dressing gown and slippers for the big day, but she's keeping her husband-to-be's outfit a surprise. I reckon it's a Marks and Spencer's duvet cover.
Oh, fancy. She splashed out. No,
she's going to splash out. I reckon it's... I don't know any other brands.
I reckon it's a duvet cover with... A suit on it.
A tux.
Yeah.
Like a bow tie on the tux.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. You can probably get those to make it look like you're wearing a suit in bed, innit? Right.
What area is she from? Because I'm thinking I might attend.
Devon.
In Devon, yeah.
Devon. Oh.
It's quite far away.
I don't know where.
Bit of a distance.
I'd like to go.
It's quite far to travel for an absolute nutter.
Very true. Very true.
Guests have been asked to wear dressing gowns, pajamas, onesies and slippers, with the option of also bringing cuddly teddies or hot water bottles if it's cold.
Nice. And there's a photo of her with her husband-to-be.
She's an attractive woman.
She is, and so is the duvet, I might say.
Yeah.
So the duvet's a very attractive
mat. It's got squiggly lines on it at the moment.
Well, it looks like hearts, I think. Yeah. How does she know it's a male duvet? I'm confused by this.
I don't know.
I can't tell from looking at that duvet.
Yeah. I'm guessing the duvet is probably seen her like in a few promiscuous like situations. You know?
Yeah.
It's probably seen her in at her best and at her worst, you know? That's
yeah. Love. It's a life partner right
Stuck
there.
Stuck around.
That's nice.
Well, but that's a good question. How does she know?
She's saying that it's a he. Maybe he's done something. If she's saying it's the most intimate, I don't know what the duvet and her have got up to.
Obviously there's things that happen only in a bedroom.
Exactly.
You know, between a woman and a duvet.
Oh, there she is.
Oh, here he is.
The duvet's kind of she's inside the duvet. She's inside it. Or the duvet's inside of her. It's
well,
nice.
She's definitely inside it. It's on top of her. So yeah, she's obviously intermissionary.
Yeah.
So we know what they're going to be doing on their
How do you reckon her pillows feel though? That's the question, because like, they must be getting jealous.
Mm. Yeah.
She's paying all this attention to
she's
the duvet.
She's kind of in a threesome really then, isn't she? With the
well, they're just
the
watching.
Well, her head is on the pillow.
You know what I mean? It's like...
But her body's on the duvet.
So the pillow's caressing her head as the duvet makes passionate, sweet love to her.
It's true.
Well, I'm very happy for Pascal. But I have to say, if you would you rather date a cockroach or a duvet? It's called, or marry a duvet if you had to.
Do you know what? I think I'd rather marry a duvet simply for the fact that I currently do sleep with a duvet.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we're having, like, I've got a relationship with one, so.
I think I'd marry
I don't really
a duvet.
Know any cockroaches.
Like, duvets are really good because you just don't want to leave them, do you, in the morning? Like, you just want to stay with them all day. It's really hard to tear yourself away from them.
Yeah. Cockroaches can't get away from quick enough.
Right, I mean, exactly.
To be totally honest, I feel like I kind of empathize with her passion.
Yeah. Because at night you're like, I can't wait to see you again. I can't wait to get into
you. Get into that bed and then like, you feel good.
Yeah, you do.
It makes you feel good.
Yeah.
And then in the morning you don't want to get out. You're like, 5 more minutes. You know?
Yeah,
5 minutes with that duvet.
Right. But the duvet wants you to stay.
Stay with me.
Stay. Maybe she's got the right idea.
She's a genius.
Yeah, she's going to be doing everything for that duvet though.
Obviously she. There's
another
more pictures.
Photo. Oh, she's changed the cover on that one. It's a grey duvet now.
Is it the same duvet though?
It's the same duvet, different cover.
Yeah.
The duvet's got to change
she's
his
got
clothes.
She's got to dress it up. He's going to need a few outfits, isn't he, the duvet?
But what's this unicorn thing on her head?
She's wearing a unicorn hat on her
head. Well, she is a nutter, so.
Why are you surprised about that?
I don't know.
Nice bit of leopard print pyjama there as well. And she, to be honest with you, that looks post-coital. She looks very happy in that photo. She's the duvet showed her a very
maybe
good
the
time.
Duvet's actually just going down on her during that. One of the pillows took the photo.
But if you notice, the pillow has changed, so she doesn't really care for the pillows.
No. They come and go pillows. You know what I mean? Duvets
that pillow's
life.
Definitely the bigger in the top one.
Yeah. Well, she's upgraded. She needed a bit bigger. God bless. So I can't.
Fair
wait.
Play to Let's Pascal Selick.
Well done, Pascal. I hope you and your duvet, nameless duvet. Is it just called duvet? Mr. Duvet.
Oh my God, name. She's been on TV.
Of course she would. She brought the interesting thing, that's her favourite heart-shaped one because she brought the same duvet down with her on TV. But you know, if you want to go to the wedding though, Marcel, just pop a onesie on and take a teddy and it'll all be fine.
Yeah. I'll message her on Instagram. Hey, I just want to pop up. Yeah. I'll bring my duvet along. Maybe we can...
Oh yeah, some swinging going on. A bit of swinging, yeah. I believe our next guest has arrived, so let's go to a song and then we'll get him in the studio.
Yes.
Women Ain't my cheese, then why you creeping? I don't need you women. Ain't my cheese, but they be feeling me in every city. Where my words make big pounds, that's where my letters be looking pretty. Right now it's love letters to the universe. They thought they were right, but now it's been reversed. Knew I made sorting on myself, I never doubted it. When I spit, take notes, them girls be counterfeits. Nah, they never like me, never like Lee. Raised in the 90s, loving Nikes. Loving greens, higher trees till our eyes bleed. Bloodshot red, lack of belief will leave your dream shot dead. And if we don't go hard, then we don't go far. Kick them out, no yard, cause we can't go half the rap. One of them would have drive with half the gas to rap. Yeah, they come and they try to kick the ass to rap.
It's okay, okay, okay. See, I got plenty more where that came from. I'm never late, quick off the mark on the lay. So it's okay, okay, okay.
In your face when you wake, I'm a mistake too great to be placed in this place. So I make noise, get spaced in this space. Save a space for me, I'm a creative being with a love for the scene, love for my culture, love for my team. Still myself, love be the greatest I've ever seen. I stay on road and track, but on the road I'm a queen. I work keys, I flip bars with O's on the beam.
It's okay, okay, okay. See, I got plenty more where that came from. I'm never late, quick off the mark on the lay. So it's okay, okay. See, never been so right, they never been so wrong. I've been wavy since day one, and they know this, the coldest. I'm way beyond the ocean. Way beyond the ocean, yeah. Way beyond the ocean, yeah. Man said they can't control, now said they can't control.
That's Since Day One featuring Onida by the Mouse Outfit. It's FUBAR Radio, it's the Eminem Show. Marcel, Natalie and Michael, of course. We've got a second guest of the day in, and he goes by the name of LaVille. How's it going, sir?
Not bad, thank you very much for having me on the show, man.
No, not at all. Where does the name LaVille come from? I'm going to try and find out everything about you in the next 15 minutes or so. So, sick. Where does the name LaVille come from?
LaVille is my surname.
Okay, cool.
So, nice. That is a French Dominican Jewish name.
Cool.
Essentially, yeah.
Question one answered. Nice, quick, yes. Quick. Yes. Only 60 more to go, only joking. No, so, first male artist to be signed to Acid Jazz since Jamiroquai.
Yes, I am. It's, I don't know, big boots to fill, innit? But different times, so
yeah,
different music, good music, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, bro.
And are you a Jamiroquai fan?
Big time.
Yeah, yeah.
Big time. It was one of the few CDs that I guess we had when we was growing up. It was like Brand New Heavies, Jamiroquai.
Brand New Heavies. Donald, I went to Jones, see them at Thingy a few years ago.
Coco.
Tell me you were at that gig.
Yeah, of course.
Mental. Look at that.
I was there right at the front.
Mental.
Yeah, so it's just Jamiroquai sick, man.
Yeah. And what got you into jazz? Because it's one of those genres that's obviously black music,
mm-hmm.
but I don't meet a lot of jazz musicians anyway, let alone young black jazz musicians.
I guess it was just the music that I wanted to make, because there's a lot of other music out there. There's a lot of like neo soul.
Yeah.
There's a lot of new soul. I've made a bit of new soul, made a bit of neo soul that's coming out later this year.
Nice.
With other people, but I wanted my project to be quintessentially a soul jazz album.
Yeah.
And nothing more, nothing less.
So you don't want to be kind of pigeonholed. Eventually, you do want to kind of expand the repertoire, like genre wise.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. What sort of inspires you? Is it obviously you make jazz, but what sort of music are you taking inspiration from?
Growing up, listening to a lot of hip hop, a lot of jungle, a lot of drum and bass. So I don't know, and then a lot of old music as well. So a lot of like your Minnie Riperton's and your Anita Baker's. I think that's Anita Baker's for me, where I kind of hear my big notes coming
okay.
from.
Okay.
Nice. Baker, because she's just got that. And it's like, if you can't do that, then like drop me out, man.
Yeah. And like within your kind of social circle, are you kind of individual in your music tastes, or would you say that you're part of a friendship group that all has like similar interests in music? Because it must get awkward when you get the aux cord, when people are expecting like, I don't know, 21 Savage or something, and then, do you know what I mean? Or is everyone kind of listening to the same kind of stuff?
Everyone has got a really broad spectrum of music. Mm. So like one of my best mates, she's a singer as well, Graciela, she's like a jazz musician, like classic. I've got other friends, like everyone does different things, but our musical taste is like super open.
Okay.
Some of my best friends are like rappers, Foreign Beggars, some of my best friends. Tersha May is a good friend of mine. She's mm-hmm. another jazz musician.
Yeah.
There's just more people that you meet as you grow up, I guess, who are not afraid to say that they listen to something other yeah. than grime or trill. I don't know, whatever it is. Like,
yeah.
they're not ashamed to say it.
Of
do you know
course,
what I mean?
And
I
of think course.
You're of age now. It's just like listen to something growing
that's
up.
That's it. Yeah. You know when you get when you get older, like you do kind of like just go, you know what, like whatever, innit? Like yeah. when you're young, you kind of think like, I can't say I like this because everyone's yeah. looking at me like, what yeah. are you listening to, you, bro? But
yeah,
it's music,
I'm a
grown-ass
man, dog.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, for real. So what kind of entry points would you suggest to anyone listening to this now who does want to broaden their musical horizons? Whether UK or kind of classic US jazz musicians, who would you say is the best person right now to kind of take in if you'd like an entry point?
Interesting. I would say Masego is a very good one to
okay.
take.
Okay, yeah.
Because he's classically trained. He
yeah.
knows how to play several instruments.
Right.
He's like a bad man on the mic. He writes
He's
really
US,
good
right?
Yeah, he's US.
Chicago,
yeah.
if I'm not mistaken. Is he from Chicago? I think maybe.
I don't really want to say yes to that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I could be lying. Placing man in the different places that he's from. And then from the UK, I would say listen to Graciela or me. Yeah.
There you go. That's what I was expecting.
Yeah, myself.
Modesty as well. I like
well,
it.
Well, of course. I'm a big head all the time.
Well, I hope you get competitive sometimes, because we've got a game coming up, haven't we?
We have, yeah. What? And we should say that we played your song a few weeks ago on the show, and Marcel immediately put it to his late night Spotify playlist.
Yeah.
Straight on there.
Uh-huh. Late
so
night Spotify,
make a note
mate.
Of that.
I like us on the late night one.
Come on, yeah. G. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, you know what that's for.
That creepy, yo,
the vibes, the vibes, bro.
That's for helping you get to sleep, right?
Exactly.
The late night one.
Exactly.
Yeah,
revision.
Everyone knows that.
It's revision.
Yeah, revision. Yeah, that's it.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I'm just sitting there, like, on my laptop, just vibing out.
Like a little.
At the time, I'm not.
Well, we should, without further ado, we should get into the song. Would you do us the honour of introducing it for us?
All right, this is 31 by myself, LaVille.
Baby, I gotta know what's going on behind those eyes. New waves take the skies, and maybe I'm getting old. No nouveau expectations, loving the old way. Let's just make it. I ain't got time to take the mask off. Give me your feelings, be translucent. My touch in your nose, up in the cloud, nowhere to go. I love you more than any other one before. Why would I be lying? 31 and still flying. I've had practice, so I know that this phase will last forever. I will always never to tell the truth for ways of pleasure. Grow. You got me exactly where you want. This love is too much, I don't feel strong. And you know your energy makes them envious of me. And that's what I like. Wish you could feel what I know is real. And I know I'm 31 and you're a stubborn one. This shit is ideal, so this is where you can all catch me. And I know I'm 31 and you're the only one, yeah. A promise from me, you can be who you wanna be. I love you more
you're the one before. Why would I be lying? 31 and still flying. I've had practice, so I know that this phase will last forever. I will always endeavor to tell the truth and raise a pleasure. So I know that this phase will last forever, and I will always endeavor to show the truth and raise a pleasure. You might be fun, 'cause you're a thing inside a star. Why would I be lying? 31 and still flying. I've had practice, so I know that this phase will last forever, and I will always endeavor to show the truth and raise a pleasure.
Very chill. That's 31 by LaVille, our second guest who joins us in the studio right now. It's the Eminem show. What do you think of that, Mars?
You can definitely tell why that was on my late night playlist. Come on, man.
Come on.
The moment that when it had a little,
yeah.
I was like, yo.
But do you know what part of the playlist that reminds me of? That reminds me of when you've done the deed and like you realise that you've caught feelings. You know what? Like, oh shit.
Oh right. No, why is this song coming now? Cuddle time.
Yeah.
That's why the lyric says I've had practice, so I know. It's like,
yeah.
You just practice, now you know.
There you go. It's a big tune.
Thank you.
So there's going to be some live dates coming up later on, well, quite soon this year, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We've got the next one is on the 22nd of February at W12 Studios. I believe that is just a free entry thing, so you're all more than welcome to come to that.
Strong.
That'll be an acoustic set, but I'll have a cajon as well, so there'll be like drums, but it's not the full band.
Yeah.
But it'll be a sick one. And then I've got a few other things which I can't really say just yet, but kind of, yeah, they're definitely happening.
Okay.
There's a festival that's happening on the 2nd of June, I believe, that I'll be playing at. I think it's called All My People.
Okay.
A few other things happening.
Brilliant.
Lots of things going around.
I think it should be a rule that whenever like jazz is being played in a venue, you should be allowed to smoke weed as long as it's like,
wow.
As long as it's like little short skins. You can't smoke a big long.
You can't smoke an L.
It's got to be short skins.
Don't bring
I reckon. You can smoke pot, but you can't smoke weed, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So pot smokers.
Yeah, 1970s hippie.
And if you're going to smoke pot, you have to wear a beret.
Yeah, of course. And then obviously the venue will be fine for that, but as long as you pay when you go and give them the fine money, then you'll pay for yourself. No fines. There would be a fine.
No fines. Because isn't some what was it? It might have been jazz that was it the National Trust said that they're gonna protect or something like that?
Was it jazz?
So under those fucking rules, yeah, like say for instance, under the rules of the National Trust, you can't just set fire to a national park.
No.
You'd probably go to prison. You can't just let your dog shit all over it. There's certain things you can't do. So you've got to protect jazz.
Yeah.
I think it's right. A good idea.
The and
culture.
You should just, the culture. You should just be able to smoke weed if jazz is being played by a live band in public. Not just put on a CD so you can bun zoots. I mean, someone, there's got to be a jazz band there. Yo, playing some jazz.
I was playing some Louis Armstrong.
Can you hear? Can you, you know? That would be sick. But like I said, it's got to be a short skin.
Yeah.
And the police maybe had the powers to have like a some sort of measuring device.
Measuring tool.
Do you know what I mean? How long
that
is that?
That was definitely an L when it was originally built.
You're out of it.
You're going to prison, son.
Yeah, you get life.
Life for an L.
There's no in between. Just, you either you smoke zoots, but there's got to be a short skin. If it's any longer than a short skin, you just get life.
Just move to LA. Probably be easier.
Yeah, that's true.
Probably just live a good life.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's where the jazz scene should be.
LA. Wish it was.
Or to anywhere where weed's legal. Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, not bad.
But it's not legal to smoke indoors, though, is it still?
It's not actually even legal to smoke weed in Amsterdam. It's just ignored by the police.
Okay. But in LA, the weather's nice, so just do it outside, right? Why would you want to be inside?
But can you smoke it outside?
You can't smoke cigarettes.
Recreational,
so
nice. Coming. I think in about 4 years, you can smoke weed recreationally in. California. They said that. Boom, in this state now, recreational. But I think it might be like 2 years by now, because that's when I heard it. It was like in 4 years' time, it's going to be recreational. I could be wrong.
Well,
I could have just like smoked as you and just dreamt that whole thing.
That was
just
the best
news
it.
I ever heard. I'm going to LA.
I told myself that. but we should get into a game.
Sure.
Before you tell everyone where else you're going to be and where they can listen to your music and your social media handles. So start thinking of that now.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to distract you so you do shit at the game.
What?
Well, no. It's not.
Competition.
It's not clip based.
Competition. Any kind of situation.
Many bits of paper. Oh, I don't want to show. Oh, my God. Get in the way from.
I didn't know what I was looking at.
Be playing your song Level 31. I'm going to give you 31 seconds to name as many things on a chosen subject, the subject of which I'm going to pick out of here.
Shit, son.
Alright, so who wants to kick it off? You, Michael Payne, I think
Marcel should kick it off.
No.
I think Marcel should definitely kick it off.
Nah.
Marcel, let me get my book.
Can we not film your coin? Why are you doing this to me, bro?
You know
that ain't fair, man.
Do you know why? Because you lost the last game. Out of you and I, you lost. So I should get to decide.
Okay.
Oh, it's only fair.
So I'm gonna give you 31 seconds.
To do what?
Well, I'm going to tell you. To I'm looking for any of the 22 highest earning hip hop acts of last year, according to Esquire.
Okay.
Get your phone down. You're not cheating on this one.
What?
Look at this.
All right,
unbelievable.
I was gonna Instagram live it, but no, it's fine. Right. I'm not doing it now.
Instagram live. I will give you a hand and say that none of them are from the UK. Okay.
So all right. So none from the UK.
They're all from America and one other country.
Unless 21 Savage is in there, because then it's debatable.
He's London. All right.
I can confirm he is not in there.
All right, 31 seconds.
Okay, that's 31 seconds to go.
Oh, no, wait, they
do. Give me people.
No, you didn't. You didn't say 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, all right. Oh my God. He's such a diva. He's trying to cheat on his phone, and now he's.
I got nervous. I heard a countdown music, and I was like, "What the hell is going on here?"
Marcel Somerville, you are going to have 31 seconds to tell me, looking for the 22 highest earning people in hip hop acts of last year, according to Esquire magazine. 3, 2, 1. Go!
Drake, Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, 21 Savage, Future, French Montana, Jay-Z. No, that was terrible.
That's a good shout,
yeah.
Who else is there? Well, I can't think of anyone.
Loads of people.
Migos, Quavo, Offset.
all their solo projects.
Sean Paul. Who there?
Right. Did you say Sean Paul?
Wait. Shaggy?
We do remember that people say mad things when they're in here. Like,
yeah, instance, anything.
When we did this game with Harvey from So Solid, obviously did 21 seconds, and we asked for a pizza. What do you pizza topping? You went tomato sauce.
But, yeah.
We weren't accepting that. That's not a topping, is it?
He fully said tomato sauce as a topping.
I said that.
Oh, no, it was Marcel that said it, actually.
And then Harvey was cheese. This cheese.
That was it.
Every time he said something, he said cheese. Cheddar cheese.
Yeah, cheddar cheese.
Red Leicester cheese. Mozzarella cheese. Cheese on toast.
Oh, man.
Sorry, but anyway, let's see what you got out of the possible menu.
Damn, first,
so
man,
you could have mentioned Chance the Rapper, Diddy, DJ Khaled, Dr.
I thought Diddy, I thought
Eminem,
he's not, he can rap nothing for time.
Oh, it's highest earning. Doesn't have to have released anything.
Exactly. You could have said J. Cole, you could have had Kanye, you could have had Kendrick, Kanye. You could have Lil Wayne, you could have had Logic, you could have had Meek Mill, you could have had Nas, Pitbull, Russ, Swiss Beats, like, Travis Scott. But you did get a possible lot. You got 1, 2, 3, 4. So Marcel, you're on four.
What? Four?
That, you, that, yeah, you got Drake.
Yeah.
You got Jay-Z.
Yeah.
You got Migos. So who am I missing?
Cardi B.
She's not on here.
How can Cardi B not?
What?
She's not.
How can,
not
what, from last year?
According to Esquire magazine, she's not.
How can Cardi B?
Well, she's
not. She had $10 million last year.
She earned more than Nicki Minaj.
Look what you got on screen. You got Future, Migos, Drake, and Jay-Z. That's what you got. You got four.
Nah.
That's that is true.
Cardi
that's
B.
True.
Even I don't believe
Cardi
that
B.
Well, I'm looking. Well, sorry. 4 points for you.
There was like a.
Don't what, worry.
Did so you say Travis Scott as well?
Travis Scott's on there. He
Travis Scott's on there and Cardi B's not on there.
Travis
Justice
Scott
for Cardi B, mate.
21 million last year, he earned.
Free up Cardi.
So, who earned the most? Kendrick did 58. Not bad, right? Not bad. He's fact checking now. You might be right, I don't know. Anyway, you've got four. So, who wants to go next?
I mind. I'll go next.
Do you want to go next?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, do you need a 20 second countdown to end the intro? So, okay, right, let me find my bit of paper for that. So, from you, and I hope you know your tune. I hope you get the. Do you get public transport?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, this would have been perfect for me.
Because
you do.
I don't drive, because the only thing I can do in a car is possibly kill people.
Okay, right.
That's it.
First, perfect.
Almost okay. Towed a car in Hawaii.
Well, Leville, you're going to have 31 seconds to give me as many tube stations that you can that stop on the Piccadilly line. Three, two, one. Go.
Wood Green, Cockfosters, Turnpike Lane, Caledonian Road, King's Cross.
Good.
What the hell's going on? This is my line. King's Cross, and then you've got Covent Garden,
he's
Piccadilly
good.
Circus.
He's good.
You've got Leicester Square.
Yeah, he's really good.
You've got Stanmore.
He's excellent.
You've got Stanmore.
Heathrow Terminal 4 as well, which is a separate entity from the rest. And then you've got...
Give us
Bounce Green.
Hey!
My man at Bounce Green. But I'm going to just... Are we sure that Stanmore is on that line?
Is it Stanmore, the red one?
I don't think
Central.
Stanmore is. I've got to query that. So, which, but you still get 10 points.
Sick. Bloody good. Bloody good.
Ten.
Should I just check
can
if...
Can you just keep it on the screen? So 10. Currently, we have Marcel on 4, who's furiously trying to fact check Cardi B.
I would be too, to be fair.
How can Lil Uzi Vert have more than Cardi B?
I don't think he has.
Well, let's have a look. Did he? Let's see how much he has.
What's
so,
19.5.
So you've got the list up, right? Yeah, okay.
Stanmore's on the Jubilee.
He's got, yeah, I thought so. But you know, that's 10. So well done. You're currently in the lead. Marcel's got a 4. So who do we have? Right, Michael.
I think I get a hard one now.
Ah, okay. I think I know this one. So Michael Payne, you're going to have 31 seconds. Sorry, to tell me as many films that Keanu Reeves has starred in as you can. 3, 2, 1. Let's go.
Bill and Ted. Uh-huh.
Which one?
Excellent Adventure.
And.
Oh wait, you're giving him help.
No, sorry.
Matrix.
Yeah,
oh
Matrix.
No, Bill and Ted 2 as well.
Yeah.
All right. Matrix Reloaded. Matrix Revolution.
Yeah.
Oh my God. God, that's.
I can't think of any more. I mean, I've got a whole. Look at how many on this bit of paper.
My God, what the fuck?
You've only got 5, so Marcel, you're back in place. Sit down.
I beat Marcel.
I mean, like Bram Stoker's Dracula, you could add Chain Reaction, Dangerous Liaisons, Constantine.
Constantine, I love that film.
Hardball, I Love You to Death, John Wick, Chapter 2.
Oh, shit! John Wick.
He's in a film. The film
Keanu
by the Peel. What's he called?
47 Ronin.
47 Ronin.
Yeah, of course.
Little Buddha. Much Ado About Nothing. Parenthood.
Yeah.
He's in Point Break. Of course.
Yeah, of course. That's with Charlie Sheen.
Speed.
No, wait. Is Charlie Sheen in Point Break?
No, Point Break. That's crazy.
Devil's Advocate. The Gift. There's so many films.
You got five.
You got 5. So well done. That's.
I can bring it back next round, I think.
All right, Marcel, don't give me
The fact that you was like, so whatever films is he in? Like, trying to give him tips. Like, what the hell was that about?
You're right. Okay. Oh, I don't... I'm not going to give you another one, Marcel. I'm going to give you a different one because you did have a music one before. Let's go. Okay. Right. Easy one for you, Marcel. 31 seconds, to tell me as many flavours of crisps as you can.
Okay.
Do you want a cat intro? 3, 2, 1... Go!
Prawn cocktail, salt and vinegar, ready salted, lightly salted, cheese and onion, them Pringles, barbecue,
the Pringles.
Yeah, Pringles, yeah.
Roasted chicken,
yeah.
Pickled onion,
yeah.
Brussels sprouts.
Go on.
Christmas
tomato ketchup.
Yeah.
Sea salt and black pepper.
Yeah. Okay. 11 there stuck for myself. 11. 11. That's good. Okay. Let's give you one now, Neville. That's good though, Marcel, isn't it?
So you're on 15
Thank
now,
you.
Yeah?
I appreciate that.
No. You think you should be now, yeah?
Yeah, he's on 15 right. now. He's on 15. Okay.
I swear you're already on 15, Neville.
How's your
first round of Mads already on 15.
Mark, still.
Yeah, no, Neville, you're on 10.
That's
how's your
it.
Football knowledge?
Mine, don't give me that, please.
This is another good one. This
what kind of options
one.
Is this?
I feel like this is a bad everyone's one if you don't know about football. But let's, you know, it's whoever's picked out the jar,
this
isn't
is
it?
Everyone gets options, ma'am.
It's going to be 31 seconds of silence, please.
you just name. Okay, so I'm looking for as many members of the Arsenal squad who completed the 2003 to 2004 Premier League season without losing a match. They're called the Arsenal Invincibles, okay? What? I'm so sorry. If either of these two, they would have done this. Or maybe, I don't know. Just name names of people, okay? Let's go.
Thierry Henry.
Oh, yeah, good, yeah.
Started strong.
Yeah, strong. That's it.
I'm going to give you clues.
You say Ashley Cole, yeah, you got it
yeah,
right.
Ashley Cole. Sit, guys.
If you heard on the Red Planet, you jump.
Mars?
Mars.
Overmars? Overmars?
Overmars.
French for small.
Petit
Mawat is on it.
Petit wasn't in the Invincibles.
No, he's not even on it. No.
What the fuck?
No, so you got two there. Well done, Ashley Cole and Thierry
Henry.
You could have had...
Jesus Christ. I'm going too early.
Yeah.
Could have had Dennis Bergkamp, Edu, Freddie Ljungberg,
do you know
Gael
I've got,
Clichy.
Yeah.
I've got two friends
Gilberto
who are like
Silva, Jens Lehmann.
Yeah.
Jens Lehmann.
Jeremy Aliadier.
Aliadier. Fucking remember my school.
Jose Antonio Reyes.
Mm-hmm.
Colo...
Torre,
Lauren, Martin Keown, Nwankwo Kanu, Pascal Sagan.
Bloody hell,
Patrick,
I remember
Patrick
him.
Patrick Vieira,
this is mad.
Rami Shaban, Ray Parler, Rob Pires, Sol Campbell, you could have had Stuart Taylor and Sylvain Wilson.
Not even Sol Campbell.
Okay, finally. So you did all right. Who's actually currently...
So you're on 15
so where
with
are
me?
We at now? How many did you get there? You got two. So that's what you're on, 12, right?
Yeah. All right, 15, 12,
all right,
5.
So, finally... Michael Payne, you've got 31 seconds to tell me. This is about girl groups. I'm looking for any girl group that you think has sold more than $20 million worth of records or more worldwide, okay?
Any girl group that's sold more than that worldwide?
Worldwide, all right?
Okay.
Let's go.
Spice Girls,
uh-huh.
TLC.
Yes.
Bewitched.
No.
All Saints.
No.
Gladys Knight and the Pips.
No.
What the fuck?
No.
Little Mix.
Yes.
Girls Aloud. Sugar Babes.
No, too late. Girls Aloud not in here. No. So you got three there.
Fuck off.
But you could have had Bananarama, Destiny's Child, En Vogue, Pussycat Dolls, Pointer Sisters, Andrew Sisters, the Nolans, and the Supremes. So you got three. So how was what we total?
So I can never have beaten it anyway.
So hold on. So Mike. So was that eight? Is that eight and three? Eight in total. What's that? Is that eight in total?
Nah, you're getting too happy now.
Okay. So in third place is Michael Payne with 8. In
that's
second place is Liverpool. Well done with 12. But
thanks.
Marcel with 15. But that's only because you got
play.
The Arsenal question, I think.
Yeah. If I got the girl group one, you would have been finished a lot of you.
Oh, man, I'm vexed I didn't get Destiny's Child, especially.
Right, so this is terrible.
Bananarama.
We've renamed Destiny's Child among my group. They're now called Vextony's Child.
Vextony's Child.
Vextony's Child.
That's a good name.
It's a good name.
That even if that just kind of summed up Beyonce,
yeah.
That would be a good
I think
name.
It's Michelle. It's probably vexing his child.
She's the happiest. No. Kelly's no. Yeah, Michelle is the happiest, isn't she?
No.
Outwardly, she is. Maybe she's
Kelly's
crying
like
inside.
The happiest one.
I think Kelly's content, isn't it? She's just she's content in being Kelly.
But Michelle has.
But Kelly was my favorite.
Michelle
one.
Has to exude happiness though, because she does gospel now, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you can't be sad and do gospel.
Mm.
No.
You kind of have to be at least optimistic.
You've got to be upbeat for doing that stuff.
Yeah.
I like her music.
Well done, Michelle Marcel. Williams. Well done, Marcel. Well done, Neville. And that was a good game.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
So thank you so much for joining us and being so competitive. But let people know where they can find you online, when the single's out, and also when you can when they'll be able to see you live in the near future.
Cool. So handles are Leville_music. That's for Instagram. Same goes for Twitter, which I don't really use. I feel like I just don't know how to use that. I think it's mad.
Mysterious, though. Very it adds a bit of mystery if you're not really that forthcoming with tweets.
Yeah. And then there's Facebook, which is Mr. Leville or Leville Music. And then 22nd of February, 31 is out now. But next week, Monday, the video drops, which hopefully, when you have a look at that, it is like... I'm well happy with it.
Brilliant.
I'm very, very happy with that. It's going to be a sick video.
Man. I'm an idiot, by the way, because I know that the single came out on the 16th of January, but for some reason, I thought we were on the 6th of January right now.
No, February.
Right. Don't worry. You forgot
speed. A whole month has passed you by, bro.
I know, right?
Okay.
But thank you so much once again, bro.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We're going to get into a tune right now. When we come back, we're going to be speaking to our third and final guest. Yeah. You've got to stick around to figure out who it is. I'm just trying to keep you here for the last 27 minutes.
I don't want to know. Please don't call my phone. If you owe me dough, I was on the road trying to make a load. They be talking crud, but they never want that smoke. Watch your back because it's peak on the road. On the road, 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 peak on the road. On the road, it's peak on the road. On the road, it's peak on the road. On the road, it's peak on the road. On the road, yeah.
Yo, are you ready from ends? Or are you just guessing? Young boy, love chat. Pull up if you really on action. Better talk online, you ain't that guy. Your man are just chatting. Man don't care about beef, just show me the lane where the money and cash is. What do you mean? What do you mean? I had dons on my side and now they're switching teams. And energy thief, gotta block that leecher. When you step outside, man better know that's still peak on the road.
On the road, peak on the road. On the road, it's peak on the road. On the road, it's peak on the road. On the road, peak on the road. On the road, peak on the road. On the road, it's peak on the road. On the road, it's peak on the road. On the road,
yeah. Hanging out the window, like Machiavelli. Phone full of holes, pocket full of readies. Don't trust nobody, car people move petty. So I sleep with one eye open like Betty. Drop it like it's hot. See me with my hood up. Lose their mind anytime they see me pull up. Yeah, anytime you see me pull up. Yeah, I gotta stay alert just in case the pagans pull up. Cause
peak on the road. On the road. Peak on the road. On the road, it's peak on the road. On the road, it's peak on the road. On the road, peak on the road. On the road, peak on the road. On the road, it's peak on the road. On the road, it's peak on the road. On the road, yeah.
That's Peak by Screw Fizzar. Big tune, that. Big MC, Screw Fizzar. Bit of a legend in the game. Have we had him as a guest on the show before?
No,
talked to him so many times that I just feel like I've talked to him on here, if you know what I mean. He's a good lad. Very wise as well.
Shout out to Screw Fizzar.
Yeah, it's good. Very good.
So it's time to introduce our third and final guest of the day, and he goes by the name of Barney Fletcher.
Hello.
What's up, bro?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
Yeah,
you
good, man. I noticed the distinct absence of an E in your
name. There's no E in my name, and I've never had. That's not even like an artist thing. I've just never
had an E.
Maybe I just spelled it wrong from a young age, but I don't know. With an E, looks weird to me, and I'm just like, oh.
It gives it a modern twist on an old school classic. If you drop the E in Barney, who
exactly.
knew? But it is refreshing to see people using their real names.
Yeah, I mean, I did think about using like a different name, but I was just like.
Barney Fletcher.
Yeah,
like,
I think it's.
Who the fuck else is going to call Barney Fletcher?
Exactly. It sounds a bit like, I don't know, like some acoustic sort of like.
Yeah, that's it. You don't know what to expect.
But that's the surprise you get when you listen, and it's not, you know.
Especially if they're introducing you, you know, you're like, yeah, my next guest, hottest MC on the roads right now, Barney Fletcher from Somerset.
Yes.
That's a massive surprise.
It is. I like that. That's good.
Absolutely. So what made that the career path you wanted to choose? Because your dad, if I'm not mistaken, is a photographer.
He is.
And your mum's a filmmaker.
Was. Yeah,
was a filmmaker.
Yeah, was it? She passed away like...
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's all good. This sort of stuff happens, you know.
I guess. So music, was that kind of introduced to you through I don't know, like... You know, you've got two very kind of two parents who focus on the visuals.
Yes.
But I feel like audio and visuals go together hand in hand.
It's a creative kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure. I think I bring that like with the music, there's a lot of it is quite visual in its own way sort of thing. It's kind of lots of like images and that's what I try to do. That's what I enjoy in music I listen to as well.
Yeah.
So it's I just like telling stories and listening to stories. Do you know what I mean? So, and I get, I just get a lot of joy out of doing that. Uh-huh. You know? So,
and how hard did you find it to kind of get yourself out there when you first started? Because being from a place like Somerset, I don't imagine, but I could be wrong, mm-hmm. that there's a huge sort of MC community. Because obviously, there's probably a lot of people that listen.
Yeah, there's
rap.
Grime. There's a lot of music in Somerset, but I don't know. It's quite like I don't know. It's like some housey. There's like some grimy sort of stuff. But I've never really listened to any of that. Really, I don't know. I grew up like listening to like the Beatles and I don't know, lots of like 60s, 70s sort of stuff, like Dylan. The Kinks and all that sort of stuff, and then it went from that really straight away to like the sort of more hip hop R&B sort of stuff. So,
okay.
Somerset's like, I don't know, it's a cool place, but I mean,
Did you put a lot of faith in the internet to kind of get it out
yes.
to the world?
Yes, I started basically doing just taking beats from YouTube, and then I'd write songs onto them.
Yeah,
and then I'd get my friend to draw like a little cover for it, and then I'd post it up on SoundCloud and just SoundCloud.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd do that every Friday. I'd post out a track, and then for the last one of them I did was a song called Game Over, which I then made a video for, and then that came out on the 1st of January 2018.
Right.
And then I posted that onto like Reddit and like Facebook and like Facebook groups and so
then it
sort of took its own like way, you know?
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever heard anyone, literally anyone in life, mention Reddit as like a platform to promote themselves. Everyone else is missing the trick.
I was speaking the same way.
Is that a common thing then? Do people post a lot?
I don't know really. I was like in the video, like I purposely put like lots of little references so I could then like target the video at these sort of like so there were like for like a clip there was they're like a pair of shoes which were like I don't know like signed by like Virgil Abloh,
right?
And I put that in there so that sort of made me think, okay, I can put that in the streetwear thread in Reddit. So I sort of then presented the song like, yo,
this is marketing genius.
You know what I mean? You gotta
come on,
get where you fit in,
because Reddit's if you put it in like something they're like, this doesn't look like, why are you posting that here? You gotta have like some sort of relevancy to posting it in a certain place. And it worked well. I posted it in like a bunch of different places, and like it did its thing.
That's good to know, because you two have both got albums coming out. Later.
Reddit is.
So Reddit
is up all over the place.
Damn, I shouldn't have told you that secret.
Jeez.
And so Christ Flow is the current single.
It is.
And there's a video for it now that you shot in Elephant and Castle. Have you been?
Yes.
Have you been in that shopping centre?
I've been in there since I was young.
It probably looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a time machine, that place. It's an actual time machine. Mad. It's incredible.
Yeah. No. It's it was fun.
Yeah. And the video's out now.
It is.
And you've caught the eye of the Sunday Times.
Yes.
And also Harsh Nobai. Was that through putting the off-whites in your video as well?
They were just like, they just wanted to sort of like premiere it, and I was just like, fuck yeah, you know, just like, just they're a cool like platform. So
yeah, really good platform.
I was very, very happy with that. And they're really cool. And then ID did a little 10 questions sort of thing as well, which came out like a couple of days after. Okay. So
you've definitely kind of carved your lane in the kind of the point where fashion meets music.
Yeah, kind of, I guess. I mean, just like, yeah. Yeah, fashion. I like clothes and fashion and stuff.
Yeah.
But
I was looking at Instagram as well, and a lot. Instagram. I was looking at I was admiring a couple of your jumpers actually.
Are you a bit of a jumper collector?
Yeah. I'm not a jumper collector, but I've got a lot. I bought some stuff when I was in America. There's Round Two was a pretty cool place. I got this.
Oh, is that Sean Wotherspoon's
place? The guy did those Nikes.
Yeah, because he does really. He's the most famous thrift shop owner in the States right now, probably. Isn't
he? Yeah, definitely. No, he's he looks like a cool dude.
Yeah,
I just pick things up. I don't know.
Right, and a very nice green leather.
Very fetching. Nice. It reminds me of the era when 112 were huge, and Missy's some of Missy's videos. I don't know why it reminds you of a Missy.
Yeah, no, this is a nice jacket.
Very nice, very nice. So we should actually get into the new single Christ Flow now.
Do it.
But would you do us the honor of introducing it, even though I kind of already have?
It'd be my pleasure. This is Christ Flow by Barney Fletcher.
Yeah, you suck a settle like sediment, sentimental to ketamine, then a pedal or getamine, then I let it go gentlemen, Fletcher in the sketches that you're sketching chicks upon letterman, sentimental and check it signed by an Ellen with pen and dial, flashing the bow, flashing the gold, flashing the globe, till I show my passion and smashing a rational casual home. I pray my clay be smashing the mold, so you can't see us or be as cassy as passes the throw. Okay, I sit by the exit on my flight, I got two exes on my eyes, sit by my exes on my flight. Whoa. Yeah, that flow will just be looking nice, the chorus best be hooking right, I think I'm best at cooking right, so bring the sides. Christ flow, it don't mean much, but it's sounding tight though. Like a cyclone, with a bright glow. It don't mean much, but it's sounding tight though. Yeah. I'ma lose weight. I'm a truther and the proof is in the fucking cake. Crashing through a beauty pageant, man, I win that shit. Accolades and ladies, been it, done it, been it, shit. Never seen a movie better than the Iron Giant. This shit had me crying on a hiding under duvet sign. Man, sometimes I feel like I'm the Iron Giant. Flying into nuclear warheads, my jaw clenched, at least my belt Orion. Gravity defying, Monty Python, life of Brian. 1963 rendition of Jason and the Argonauts. Passing up on all support and floor. My daughter calls him Voldemort. Shit, I ain't have a daughter, but I do have that because of course. Like a cyclone, with a bright glow. It don't mean much, but it's kinda tight though. Yeah. Purchase when I say I'm perching like a bird and open chirping, slurping words. No, I be murdering her mates. Bunnies on my steak, honey, can I stay?
Get away, you primate. I got a boyfriend. What, you a blind?
Shower, we'll be kicking that whole place. Haven't fallen for a fortnight. Take a tour guide to the morgue. And a man say, damn, this Gotham's corpse light. I sit back and crack a tack. A pack of Snake Jackson Force. Like she's a maestro with a light. So come on, baby, where'd your tights go? It don't mean much, but it's kinda tight though. Like a cyclone, with a bright glow. It don't mean much, but it's kinda tight though. Yeah, a fucking Christ flow. It don't mean much, but it's kinda tight though. Like a cyclone, with a bright glow. It don't mean much, but it's kinda tight though.
That's Christ Flow by Barney Fletcher, who joins us in the studio now. So that was produced by DJ Shadow.
That was not DJ Shadow.
That was okay.
The verse you've got there ends with
the intro
what leads
the next
to the next song,
ah!
which is the Shadow one.
I get
which
it.
Which is not out yet.
Okay, but that's
that coming out.
That's
a good
tease.
That's coming
yeah.
out.
That's,
coming
yeah,
out,
that's,
coming
that's
out.
A very good tease because DJ Shadow, a lot of students will. He's just a legend. He's just
amazing,
an absolute
and he's
legend.
He's worked with everybody, really. Mm. Isn't
yeah, he's crazy. Yeah, he's like your producer's favorite producer.
Absolutely.
Like, he's just like very influential yeah. within that world.
Absolutely. I was going to say that he kind of came onto my radar, like I said, through students.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was around the same time as like it was him and like Manu Chao.
Yes, of course. I was like, Mr. Bobby. Yeah,
yeah, if you're yeah. if you were a student between a certain amount of years and you don't know DJ Shadow and Manu right. Chao, you weren't really
true.
A student.
But then DJ Shadow either because of Killer Mike and Run the Jewels, he's done quite a lot of stuff with them,
yeah.
and
yeah,
he's
yeah.
kind of worked with incredible people.
Mm. Yeah.
As he has worked with you too. Yeah. Right?
So you're one of the
person.
You're one of the latest.
Yeah. I'm one of the lucky ones who've managed to yeah.
But then.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, so well, yeah, but you've also collaborated with, or you're about to with Rat Boy and Cadenza.
Yeah. We've got Rat Boy. I've worked with him. We've got a track with him on, which is on the mixtape.
Yeah,
is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
He was a lot of fun to work with. Cadenza again. So really, really
Rodigan
great guy.
Time, Rodigan bloodline.
Yeah. And we've got something with him on the tape as well, which is sick. Lots of great people. You know.
Yeah.
It's been cool.
So what does 2019 hold for Barney Fletcher?
2019
like,
hold. Ooh, there's quite a bit like coming up, which yeah. is cool. I mean, we're just about to start doing the live rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
Which like I don't know, for me that's kind of crazy just because like just seeing people like play your songs like
it's mental, isn't it?
Yeah,
it
it's like
feeling.
It's a crazy it's feeling. Like because we did like auditions for like the live band,
of course,
and there were like 30 people and I was sitting there and just like, you know what I mean, like listening to like play for me,
play the drum, play the drum.
You know what I mean? So it's
like putting it on.
Exactly. So yeah, no, it was it's all pretty wild. Like this because it's. I mean, it's all happened pretty quickly.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And it's still very early on, mm-hmm. but it's moving at like a good pace. Mm. And this is exciting, really, all
yeah.
of it. Like,
It's nice that that's the main thing you're feeling.
Excitement. Yeah, yeah. Just having so many, like cool people, like, behind it at this stage.
Yeah.
And we've got one song which just came out, like, 4 or 5 days ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Like... I don't know, it's just crazy. It's just
but you
crazy.
Know you know what you're doing, man. Like I said, that Reddit
yeah,
thing,
yeah,
that's my take home for today.
Brains, it's yeah, the brains man. There, bro.
That is my take home, honestly. That's the roll safe meme right there. Yeah,
exactly.
Honestly.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for coming and joining us, Barney. Where can people find you online apart from on Reddit and the High School? What's the Twitter? What's the handle?
The Twitter is just all Barney Fletcher, no E.
No
Barney.
E, remember
no
that.
E.
No E. E.
No E.
All right. We should get into one more song. And when we come back, we'll try and find one more story from around the world. Chat some more shit for like 10 minutes. Callum McSwiggan's up next.
Could there be two? Maybe. there's nothing new, baby. We try hard to change, but it's still the same. Maybe I'm off all the sun. Maybe I'm off all the sun. Oh, I'm nothing like you. Oh, I'm nothing like you. Maybe I'm off all the sun. Could have been anyone. Oh, I'm nothing like you. Oh, I'm nothing like you.
We're back. That was Celeste, Father, Son. My brethren, that. Big up, Celeste. You got to read it out now.
Yeah, you do. That's the rules.
Oh, wait. Should we have a...
Big up, Celeste.
Was that Siri, yeah? That you were
Yeah, what are you trying to ask Siri? What's Cardi B released, though? How much money did Cardi B make last year?
No, yeah, did you find out, mate?
No, so Cardi B, apparently she only made 8 million.
Only. Love that.
Only 8
right, million more than I made even, from rap last year.
No, but even Nicki Minaj, you think... Mm. Over all of the things she that she's been doing
out,
for years.
Right? Yeah, Nicki Minaj had new stuff out. She had an album out, whereas Cardi only had singles out, right?
Yeah, but Cardi
was. She had an album out as well, no?
Who, Cardi?
No, Cardi did, but Nicki wasn't on the list.
Was Cardi's album out last year? Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
No,
they both brought them out because Nicki brought out her one when Travis brought out his.
Yeah,
and started complaining
course.
And saying, Travis made more money.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was.
Are you sure? No, Cardi's was out 2017.
She still could have made money, I guess. I don't know.
I'm sure it was.
Maybe it was.
I think Cardi B's album was out 2017. No, I don't think it was out.
What were the singles?
You know I like it like that.
That came out this year, but then Cold at Black came out last year.
Yeah, Bodak Yellow. Black, yeah. That came out like Cold that came out a while ago, didn't it?
Right,
Cold at Black.
He's the original.
Can I say that Nicki's not on the list either? So she didn't make the list.
It doesn't make sense. It's a sexist list.
It's a sexist list. It really is.
How many women are on the list?
Oh, Invasion of Privacy.
Oh, yeah, none. Yeah, that's it.
Invasion of Privacy did come out in 2018. You're right. It did come out last year.
There's a guy called... Who's Russ? Do you know who Russ is?
Yeah, Russ Diemon or whatever his name is.
Yeah, it was the...
What, Gunling?
Oh, Gunling. Imagine.
He hasn't made $50 million, I think, yet off Gunling.
No.
Don't think so.
No, this is a... I think he's Canadian. I might be wrong, but he's American... like long curly hair white guy. He might be Hispanic or something.
I don't think I've ever heard of him. I've never heard one
have
of his
not?
Tunes.
Like, he's got this one tune which is kind of old called Sideline Number, and that's probably my favourite Russ tune, but he doesn't rap on it. He just he sings about giving someone his sideline number, and it's just a big tune. It's a really really it's kind of like a doo-wop type vibe. But I really like it.
He's
it kind of gives me doo-wop vibes.
There is a picture of Russ on our screen with a baseball cap to the...
So he's a singer?
He's a rapper slash singer. He's like a Drake.
Okay.
Yeah. Or an Ed Sheeran.
He made more money than Cardi B last year.
Apparently, yeah.
With an album.
Russ made $15 million. $15 million.
Touring as well, though, innit? He's been touring extensively for a while.
Pitbull made $32 million.
Yeah, but he would, though, innit? He's Mr. Worldwide. He's just a tax man. That's what he means.
Oh, Diddy's doing all right. He made $64 million last year.
Yeah, Diddy just makes money off money. I don't think Diddy releases
anything.
Diddy
makes money off like French Montana and all of them.
That's a good point. Yeah,
because it's French Montana on the list.
I think. Yeah. Oh, no, he's not.
No, he's not.
No, he's not on the list because Diddy's making all of his money off him. Know what I mean? It makes sense.
Diddy's probably making money off every artist.
That's what I'm saying. 100%.
In some shape or form.
Right. Well, we had a nice show today.
We did indeed, man. We had a very good guests come in and chat to us. We had Barney Fletcher. We had LaVille. And just before him, we had Yizzy. We had grime, jazz and rap.
It's all covered.
All covered, you get me?
Smashed it. The show, like, it was a good show.
Well, yeah, make sure you keep listening because Callum Swiggins up next, kicking off his first of... Four is a hit month on LGBT History Month.
Oh,
so
wicked.
Keep listening for that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, make sure you're tuned in for Callum McSwiggan then. And also, if you missed any of the show, you can always catch us on fubarradio.com, iTunes,
Spotify,
Reddit, Gumtree.
All of that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you next week, 4 till 6.
I am my own beauty, it's in my mind. I got some changes, some parts, yeah, I got grub too. And if it's love that you want, then I got that too. Yeah, I can see your outfit looks nice in it. Looks all nice inside, but your heart is it. Said I've been trucking bloody trash and trying to get to you. Big boy, big fit, head of whip or whoosh. I keep the pieces, you know how we does, baby.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARRadio.com.